Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, Blog Talk listening audience. And thank you once again, Isaiah, for being such a wonderful grandson and introducing this show. Well, as you know, topic of our show is tax tips for larger returns. Tax tips for larger returns. Yes, that is the broadcast that we will be doing from now to December 31st at various times, a little short 15-minute piece, to give you some tax tips on home-based business and why you really need a home-based business and want a home-based business. One of the biggest challenges most Americans face is having too much money at the end of their money. Yes, you know, hey, the month goes on, but your money runs out. How can the common person overcome this challenge? Most try by getting a second job or a second mortgage or both. Yeah. I see people out here working a regular job and working a second job or working three jobs. The only problem with that, then it leaves no time for family and personal other things that you like to do. But we believe that the answer lies in making most of our current income by starting a home-based business. That's why this is called Home-Based Business 101. That, you know, you need to start a home-based business. You know, hey, I would like for you to get involved in a home-based business that I'm involved in. But even if you don't choose the one that I'm involved in, the bottom line is, people, you need a home-based business. The primary goal of this show is to show you how the property structure home-based business can potentially save you thousands of dollars on your taxes. The U.S. Congress has created laws that encourage individuals to be entrepreneurs to start and run their own home businesses. Many businesses such as Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, Martha Stewart, Coca-Cola started at home and are now industry leaders. When these businesses were starting up, Congress allowed the expenses to be tax deductible to help them grow. Look at how this investment in entrepreneurship has paid off. All of these companies now pay millions of dollars in taxes. The people who started these businesses are no different than you and me. When you start your own home-based business, you become eligible to take all of the same kinds of deductions allowed and available to big corporations. The same deductions that will allow you to decrease the amount of taxes that you pay so that one day you can become successful and hopefully pay millions of dollars in taxes. See, you know, this is key right here. It all deals with your personal outlook and how you see yourself and where you want to go. The country created laws in terms of, you know, taxes where you, as a home-based business person, they hope you become a millionaire. Because if you become a millionaire, you're going to contribute more to the system than you will as a worker. As a worker bee. They hope you become a millionaire. That's why the home-based business tax laws were set up the way that they were set up, so that you could save money. Ain't that something? The country really hopes that you become a millionaire. But most of us, we don't see ourselves in that light because we get caught up into work, work, work. Pay the bills, do this, thank God it's Friday, give me some relief. Okay, we're giving you a strategy here. Start a home-based business. You know, hey, I'm going to tell you about how to contact us at the end of this show for more information on that. But let me get into our tax tip of the day. You know, each day we've been giving a tax tip. The first day we went over advertisement. Yesterday we went over your vehicle and writing off mileage. Well, today we're going to go over what we call business use of home. business use of home. And there's a specific form that, you know, one files with their taxes with this, and that's Form 8829. And again, because every tax situation is unique, if you have any questions on how these suggestions might apply to you, please consult your tax professional. And make sure when you get with a tax professional that it's someone that understands home-based business laws. You know, you can go to a lot of different people, you know, say, I do taxes, I do tax. Well, you know, there's some people that they don't specialize in home-based business tax and stuff. They can't help. Now, you know, that might sound shrewd and cold and all of that, but it's the reality. You know, I've had people that I've helped. So this is what I specialize in. I've had people that I've helped that have wanted to people. I'm not going to call firms and names because it's not about bashing people. But I have people that have gone to some of these firms and names that you see every day only to be told misinformation. And then came to me, I remember last year I had a lady who does Mary Kay, and she went to a specific firm, and they told her she couldn't write it off. But they told her she hadn't earned over $500 in her Mary Kay business. I told her, I said, there's no such rule as that. I said, the IRS rule is to follow. The key in legitimate business venture is profit motive. In order to prove that your business has true profit motive, you must have a good business plan that illustrates exactly what you're going to do to sell your product. Also, even the IRS understands many businesses do not actually make a profit in their first year. But if you incur expenses with motive of making your business profitable and you have records to prove it, then you meet the IRS criteria to deduct those expenses. See, all the IRS is concerned about is your intent to make a profit, not did you make one. And so this is where a lot of people get confused. Anyway, this lady, she was going to owe $6,000 in taxes based on her work situation and other stuff. When we was able to write her Mary Kay business off, she got back over $3,000, a $9,000 turnaround, simply because the other people at the quote-unquote professional tax office did not know how to properly do her taxes. So you want to make sure when you get with a tax professional, someone to understand home-based business laws. Okay, let me get into our tax tip, enough sidebar talk. Our tax tip today is business use of home. Business use of home. This is a key one now. This is a very, very key one, and I'm going to tell you why. This is a key one because, see, with the business use of your home, if you're buying your home and you have a mortgage, you're able to itemize it on your Schedule A, and then you're able to write your mortgage off again on your 8829. Okay, now let's go through what this means, business use of home. First, you have to determine how much space in your home that you use for your business purposes. And I'm going to give you some examples here. Let me give you a example. I had a client who basically they use 60% of their home, and I'm going to tell you how they was able to do that. And then you have to, again, you know, look at your situation. And, again, I'm going to give you information on how to contact me, you know, help you if you need help in any of these areas. Okay. In their situation, when you came into their house, you know, the first room you came into, which we typically would call a living room, but because they have a TV, a DVD player, VCR, you know, all of the stuff that you need to show people presentations, it's a presentation room. It's a room in which they have it organized and set up so that when people come to their home, they can show them presentations about their business, using the latest technology in terms of whatever they use. So that's one room, but that's a presentation room, not a living room. The next room that you stepped into, you came to your house, was an office area, which they had their computers, their file cabinets, their books, everything you do for record keeping. So that was the office in terms of for keeping track of client materials, stuff like that. When you, since they had a lot of people that would come to their house for business, the next room we stepped into what typically would be called the kitchen in the house, but because it's used for business purposes, it was called snack room. Because why? They're serving food. Never somebody come over. They always had something for the client to be able to snack on. See, so know where you set your house up when you got that. In terms of this particular example, the people come, there's a presentation room where they can see a presentation. Then there's an office where they can go sit down, and if you got something to show them on a computer or take care of paperwork, you can do that. And there's another room where they can get a snack, or a meal, depending on how you operate and what you do. And then they had two bathrooms in their home. They had one in their master bedroom, which was their personal private space. They had one in the hallway. Well, the one in the hallway is a public restroom because your clients, when they come to your house, they need to use the restroom. So all expenses related to that restroom, the toilet paper, tissue, if you need a plumbing work done on that bathroom, anything associated with that bathroom, that's a business expense. And this is, you know, your home-based business use of your home. So by doing that way, they had five rooms in their house. Three of them was being used for business. That meant 60% of their home was being used for business. Now, what that also means is this, that for their lawn care and their upkeep, when they pay money for their lawn care, 60% of that lawn care expense is business, because you're not just beautifying your home, you're beautifying your office. This is so key and so important. Now, if you rent, you still can take all of these deductions. It's just that on the 8829, you're going to put in what's called a direct expense, your rent. If you have a mortgage under that line in direct expense, you put in your mortgage. But not only that, your real estate taxes, if you're buying a home. Again, if you're not buying a home, well, you don't have no real estate taxes that you're paying. But buying or renting, you have your utility bill. So in this example, 60% of the home was being used for business purposes. That meant 60% of the utility bill is a tax write-off. See, so do you see the advantage here of having a home-based business? And just being able to show that, you know, that your business is designed and set up for you to make a profit, and you can write all of this off. This is part of the tax laws that allow you to save money so that you can have more money to invest into your business. This is tremendous. And the most important thing is you want to know how to take advantage of it. Okay, again, as we gritty wrap up today's show, because, again, it's just a short 15-minute piece here to just give you some nugget, a nugget every day, you know, and because we've done advertisement, we've done use of your vehicle in the day, we've done use of your house. Oh, one last key point also for use of your house that you really want to take advantage of, and that is this. You need to make sure you have a guest book at your front door. And let me walk you through this procedure. Every time someone comes to visit you, whether they came for business or not, you have them sign your guest book, and you give them either a flyer or brochure or something about your business. And I know to some of your friends it's going to be annoying. But, you know, the key is this. When they come, you want them to understand, I own a business, and for tax purposes, you know, when people visit me so that I can get my tax benefit, my tax break, and it's a great curiosity for some of your friends, if you want to engage them in your business, or if you're in a network marketing business, show them, you know, some of the advantages that they can have. That I need you to sign this book. Just saying that you came by on this date. You ain't say you bought nothing and didn't sell it. You just came by. and you give them a flyer or brochure. And see, the other side is this. That's going to let your friends know that you're a serious business owner and that, you know, you're a home-based business owner. You're serious about what you do. And I don't care if it's the mailman. I don't care if it's the pizza delivery boy. You have signed the book, and you give them a flyer or brochure about your business. Because why do you want that? If you ever audited, you want to be able to show the IRS your home-based business log of people that have stopped by your house. And with that said, hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, hey, I hope you got something out of today's show. And, again, if you want more information, you want to learn more information, then what you need to do on your cell phone, you text to the number 58203. And in the message box, you type in the word learn more, and we'll be able to get back to you and help you learn more. And till tomorrow's show, we wish for you blessings without number and all good things without end. As our development as human beings was great, so shall our continued development throughout eternity be great if we dare struggle to do good, speak truth, and walk in the way of righteousness. Until next time, peace and blessings. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Home-Based Business 101.